Welcome back. I'm Greg Friedman, and you are listening to KXFM 104.7, broadcast from Laguna Beach for Laguna Beach all over the world. We have a special guest right now. Gabriela Lemon is here from the Newport Public Library, and there are so many reasons to support the library. I am telling you, you have adventures and creativity, and I'll let her tell you because she's going to tell you so much better than I possibly can. Welcome to KXFM.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Are you really? Because I see this look of terror on your face.
No, I'm really, you know, when you're by the beach, it's like the best place to be, so.
All right, now, you started in this position at Newport Public Library not that long ago, correct?
Yes, so I started in July.
And what is the position?
So I am the literacy coordinator for the Newport Beach Central Library, serving the Newport Beach community.
And what does a literacy coordinator do? What does that mean?
So as a literacy coordinator, I lead our literacy program and ensure that we have tutors, volunteers who are working with members in our community to provide literacy services. So our entire program is volunteer-based. These are amazing people in our community who are oftentimes retired in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s with a strong, you know, love of life and love of helping and serving. And they work with learners who are sometimes international, and they'll join a program wanting to better their skills. Oftentimes they have advanced degrees in their countries, so they may have bachelor's, master's, and even doctorate degrees, mm-hmm. and they come here with a strong motivation drive to be contributing members of the community.
Love it. And so you just woke up one morning and said, I want to be a literacy coordinator, right?
Yes, sort of. So it was many years in the making. I actually worked for the Orange County Department of Education here in Orange County for almost 6 years as a tutor myself. I worked with student learners over the course of 6 years. I met with hundreds of students, and these are students who were in community day schools, in danger of failing, in group homes. Some of them were juvenile delinquents. Others were special needs. So serving that community of learners, I grew such a strong passion to teach, but also at a certain point, it was like there's only so much I could do. And so this position as coordinator really takes it to the next level, where I'm able to kind of teach and train tutors and kind of set that vision forward.
And you're not even Italian and you speak with your hands. That clunk you heard was her gesticulating. All right. Really, what I know you have a passion about this because I've spoken to you a number of different times. What inspires you to do this? Why is it that this is your calling?
Yeah, so imagine if you weren't able to read or write. Like, it literally could be a matter of life or death, right? So if you can't read your medicine pills and you know, are an immigrant or on the path to citizenship and you're trying to get medication and you can't even read the label without someone translating it for you. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Yeah. Right?
And we have people who are, you know, in the homeless community or maybe dropped out of high school, and they want to better their lives. They want to be a part of society, and they don't know how to read. So for me, it's really important to help these people be able to gain the skills, and it just really affects every single part of their life. So when it comes to paying, you know, their bills or writing a check or helping their children with their homework, they want to be involved in their community, and I want to be with them along that journey.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And so you got affiliated with the Newport Public Library. and they have all kinds of programs. Literacy is just one, correct?
Yes.
What are some of the other programs that they offer?
Yes. So beyond the literacy program, actually the Newport Beach Public Library has over 17,000 square feet. It is a magnificent library. It's a thriving community. We have Friends of the Library. We have the Newport Beach Library Foundation. We have a growing and active children's program. And we even have Cultural Arts Division. We have concerts during the summer. The list goes on.
And where is the library located?
So you will find us located by Newport Beach Fashion Island on 1000 Avocado Avenue, right by the City Hall.
Love it. And is there a website for y'all?
Yes, it is.
You could tell me later.
Yes. It's okay. We do have a website. It's a great website, Thomas.
It's a great website. How about newportbeachca.gov?
Yes, that sounds...
That sounds possibly right, is what she's saying to me.
We have newportbeachlibrary.org, actually.
newportbeachlibrary.org. And there's a lot of things. I mean, there's fun activities, there's learning activities, there's all kinds of ways that the library supports us as individuals, and almost all of it is at no charge. Or is all of it at no charge?
Yes, all of it. All of our programming is free. In fact, one thing that came to mind is we have a media lab, which is a way to access top-of-the-line software, Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator,
really?
Different things for people who want creators and people who want to come in, maybe even record a podcast. We have that software. You can come to the library and check out a GoPro. Libraries are not the way they used to be.
That is so cool. So when you're talking about you could do a podcast from the library?
Yes.
Does that mean you also check out microphones, or how does that work?
So we have a studio in the library, a Media Lab studio, where you're able to use the materials in the library.
That is so cool. All right. And you guys have all kinds of events. You have fundraisers. You do a lot of things that really support the library. Help me some of those events, please.
Yes. So we actually have a big event coming up next week, which is International Literacy Day celebration. So actually, International Literacy Day is today, September 8th.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, happy Literacy Day to you.
Yes. So that was established by UNESCO as an international initiative to bring awareness to the need for literacy as a human right. And the Newport Beach Public Library does the celebration at the library. This year we had to schedule it kind of a week off because we have so many programs, we can't fit it all into the same week. So we'll be having our celebration next Thursday, September 14th, in the morning from 10 to 12 p.m. It's a free community event. We'll be serving a light brunch, so that we do ask that our attendees will RSVP in advance. You can do this at the Newport Beach Library website under our calendar of events. And it's just a beautiful community celebration to celebrate the accomplishments, our literacy accomplishments in our community as we honor our learners and tutors in our program. And so we have people from the community. We have the mayor, members of city council, members of our board, as well as our learners and tutors who come. So anyone in Newport Beach or in the surrounding area, Laguna Beach, who would be interested in attending this event, please do. We love support from our community. Again, these are people who are so, so brave in coming out saying, you know, I lack these skills.
So stay with me here for a second. When is the event?
Yes. So this is Thursday, September 14th from 10 to 12.
Okay. And what are some of the fun things that are going to be going on?
So we will be... Again, we'll have a light brunch, and we'll have an award ceremony. Actually, we present our Rochelle Hoffman Memorial Award, which we've been doing since 2006. Rochelle Hoffman was a tutor in our program, and she passed away. She was a very dedicated mother and tutor and member of the community.
Good. And every day there's something fabulous that they could do at the library, correct?
Yes.
Tell me again where the library is located.
So our library is located in 1000 Avocado Avenue, right across from City Hall, actually adjacent to City Hall, right by Fashion Island.
Perfect. And is there any last thing that you want our listeners to know?
So we would love to see you come to the library. If you don't have a library card, please stop by and get one. We'd love to see you at our International Literacy Day event next week. But if you're not able to attend, we do appreciate support from our community. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer or donating to our program, please visit www.newportliteracy.org, or you can contact our office at 949-717-3874.
Give those addresses and that number again, please.
Yes. So it's www.newportliteracy.org, or you can contact our office at 949-717-3874.
Perfect. Gabriela, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be back with more KXFM and Greg Friedman right after